every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Now, yesterday with a member for Cairns, we had a discussion about various aspects, particularly of this COVID business. Now, we needed some figures to give us an idea of how we're travelling towards these goals. There's also discussion out there at the moment about how we're going to go after the 17th of December when the borders open up. Will there be enough confidence with people heading for holidays from New South Wales and Victoria, hopefully into Queensland? Will they have the confidence to book ahead? There have been some reports of, well, people in accommodation houses refusing to refund when there have been changes to the border regulations. There's also been the hint of some gouging. We've got to find out if that's widespread or only isolated, if indeed we're getting a bad name from that sort of behaviour. So there's a few things to talk about with the member for Cairns today. He's on the line. Michael Healy, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you this morning?
Did you have a statistician working hard overnight at your office?
John, I came in this morning and I was told that I needed to have statistics ready for you, so I had somebody working hard overnight. And look, I'm very, very pleased to say, now these figures are effective, I was provided yesterday afternoon, so the Cairns local government area first shot vaccinations were at 77.5%, and we're at 65.6% for second shot, which we're 2% up over the last couple of weeks, which is very positive. Now, the state, at a statewide, we're 78.221 for a first shot and 64 for our second shot. So our second shot, Cairns, we're actually ahead of the state figures, which is terrific. Now, I've got Yarrabah. And that's one of the concerning areas, but it's obviously one of the closest to us. So the Yarrabah statistics I have at the moment are first shots are at 46.8 and second shots are 26.3.
Oh, really? That's disappointing.
It is, John. But, as we have everybody out there doing the right thing, everybody is encouraging. You would have seen there was an article, Kelly Egan, who is the CEO of Clubs Queensland, they've released $20,000 worth of vouchers. I think there's 2,000 of them up here in Cairns for the Cairns and Far North residents, and this is to receive your first dose. Once you get that, you get a $10 meal voucher. You can use it at Cazaly's or at Brothers or at Trinity Beach or the Cairns RSL, but more importantly, where the numbers are a little bit slow, and that's Mareeba up in Mossman and Port Douglas Yacht Club and the Mossman Memorial Bowls Club. So this is just another example, John, of commercial entities, and here it's Clubs Queensland, getting on board, trying to do their bit because everybody knows how important getting people vaccinated is.
I was talking with Angela Toppin last week, and gee, she's very focused on it, but she's very concerned because there's a slow rate, as you just pointed out there in the Mareeba Shire, but particularly up there at Caranda. What they're going to do, I don't know. And of course, when you hear people at the hospital, like Sandy Donald, saying, well, the risk is if we get a big number of people who are going to be chronically sick with COVID, with their lives under threat, of course, the people who are in there in the hospital, in those beds, getting normal treatment, they're going to have to be tossed out fundamentally and to make way for these people. So that seems to be the focus. Get the word out there. Look, you've got a responsibility to the whole community. If indeed you become chronically sick, critically ill, you're going to be also causing real issues for our hospital, which has limited availabilities.
And that's absolutely spot on, John. That has always been the key concern. I think, as I said yesterday, if you look what's happened in New South Wales and what's happening in Victoria, where they've got the military driving ambulances, we know up here, our first goal was to ensure the safety of Queenslanders. And unfortunately, we had 7 fatalities, but that was it. And we have guarded ourselves. Now, we know we're going to have to open up. We cannot continue to keep our borders closed. Getting the jab means you're 80% less likely to get COVID, but more importantly, to pass it on. So we can't register strongly enough. Now, the key thing for us is we want to make sure that every single Queenslander is in a position to go and get the jab. The last thing we want is somebody to say, oh, well, I wasn't aware or I couldn't get it. We want to get it out. That's why businesses and the and clubs and the surf life saving movement and community clubs are all connecting with us to be able to help. We need to get it done because you're right, once that border opens and Delta comes into our state, if we see a rush on our health infrastructure, the broader impact would be absolutely detrimental. And after having done such a good job, John, we don't want to ruin it in the last 10 minutes of the game.
Now, the $10 vouchers, that starts tomorrow in those places. I'll run through them again a little bit later when you're off the line. Now, the fact of the matter is it's for the first jab, not for the second, the $10 voucher. Can you get a couple of beers?
Correct. No, unfortunately, John. No, I actually made that comment this morning. I don't know if it went down well. Somebody rang and said they didn't appreciate it, but look, you can't trade it in for a schooner, and you can't trade it in for coins to go into the pokies.
Okay.
This is purely, it goes toward your any meals that you're purchasing. And look, it's a good, smart move by Kelly and Clubs Queensland. Mm. But as I said, it's just another example of where really we're getting all sectors of our commercial community coming together to be able to assist with this.
I'll just run through them while you're there, because you'll probably think of something else that you'd forgotten while I'm doing this. Now, the combined 2,000 vouchers offered across the far north at Kazali's, South Cairns Sports Club, Trinity Beach Sports Club, Brothers Leagues Club, Cairns, RSL, Mariba Leagues Club, Mossman Memorial Bowls Club, and Douglas Community and Sports Club. All of those people have those $10 vouchers. I don't know how long they're going to last. There's 2,000 of them, aren't there?
There's 2,000 of them, and I tell you what, I actually think it's a great initiative.
Yeah.
I'll be very keen to see how it goes. But, John, you're right. While you were reading that out, I just wanted to touch on very quickly the comments you made at the beginning of our interview, and that was in relation to prices and the confidence and hotels and their engagement. Now, look, this afternoon, I'm meeting with members of the Tourism Tropical North Queensland Board and the board of our state authority, Tourism and Events Queensland. Both those boards are in Cairns today. They're meeting with members this afternoon at an event, and we'll be catching up this evening. Now, what I do here every now and then is certain hotels. Well, I'm hearing stories about gouging. We're hearing stories about some hotels not providing refunds if there was some issues. Now, what I keep saying to people is, I, like everybody else, I am absolutely committed to ensuring that on the date, Friday, December the 17th, people will be able to arrive by air or road. They must be fully vaccinated. If they've had a COVID test, there's no quarantine required. And that's what we're hoping for, because that's just, it's part of that opening up process. Now, for commercial businesses not to offer some of those, I'm in no position as the Assistant Minister for Tourism or as the Member for Cairns to make any directive, but I, coming from a business where I've worked in hotels and I've worked in tourism products, I would have thought that if somebody was trying to make a booking with me and I was to say to those people, look, we'll give you a full refund. If I was in a position to do that, I would do that. Now, I understand some businesses out there may not have that cash, may not have that luxury. It costs a lot to set up, and I'm not targeting any businesses, but I'm just saying to set up some of those day activities, it might take you a lot more staff, a lot more money. So all I'm saying to the industry is please just be very aware, because, I would consider for those companies that do have the ability to be able to say, we will give you a refund if you can't get here, I would consider that a marketing advantage. And I would just encourage businesses who can do that to do that, because I think at the end of the day, it helps people when they leave our region to say, if things didn't work out, they would have given us a refund. We had a wonderful time, great people, great product. Go back and visit Cairns.
Now, let me ask you this. How did you hear the news about little Cleo being rescued this morning in Carnarvon? Did you get a phone call or what was it?
No, I got up. I had a sleep in this morning, John. I had a long day yesterday. I didn't even get to see the race. And I woke up this morning and I turned the news on. And it was absolutely remarkable.
Yes.
I woke my wife up and she's like growling, what do you want? I said, I told her the news. And I tell you what, it was, the worst. And, for me, John, I think a lot of people, I made the comment to somebody last week, I said, you see that story about that that young kid, that four-year-old, and they said, yeah, and then we never mentioned it again because your worst nightmares are being played out.
Exactly.
And I think quietly everybody was watching that news. Nobody wanted to say anything. Mm. And then to hear that this morning, I just thought, oh, I got emotional.
Everyone did across the nation, I'm sure. It was an emotional response that rippled right across the nation this morning. I'm just astounded by it, and so is everyone.
And John, I've got to say that the police, I mean, we don't know the details, except they've done a fantastic job, and the way that news was broken, it's it just goes to show there are some wonderful, wonderful, hardworking people out there. Public servants that do a great job, and look, there were so many volunteers, but I'm with you. I actually marked it in my diary today, and it's special.
It's interesting. Dave
no
Raymond,
doubt about it.
Dave Raymond of the Police Dog Fame said this morning, oh, I know some people don't like coppers. Well, when the police have wins like this through hard work, long hours and intense focus, and they come up with a miracle like this, everyone loves coppers.
Yeah, I agree. I tell you what, if I got a speeding ticket today, I wouldn't be happy, but I might even smile. But you're right, they've done a great job. And I tell you, those men out there that do this, and there are women in the same role, it's tough. But that news, and you're right, it has gone literally across the country. And it just goes to show that everybody was aware of it, but it's one of those things we just don't, we're sitting there and we're hoping and we're hoping. And to have that news, I'll tell you what, it made my day.
It's made everyone's day. Good on you, Michael. Thank you.
Good on you, John. Thanks very much.
He's the Member for Cairns and Assistant Minister Tourism Industry Development, Michael Healy. It's 10:25.